The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Kirisu Staf Chof Dalit. Gemara here, and this daf says, Omer Yishlokish says, Yishlokish Hanoisin Matona Lachaveira, if somebody gives a present to his friend, V'omer Alo, and the recipient said, Yef Shibo, I don't want it, I'm not interested. Kol HaMachzik Bozochabo, whoever grabs it, whoever takes it, he acquires it, it belongs to him. And the explanation is that when the recipient refuses the present, we say that the present is in no man's land. Rather than saying that the present goes back to the giver, the present goes back to the one who originally owned it, we say, says the Shlokish, that we say that it's in no man's land, the present became hefker, the giver already gave it out of his rishos, it's already out of his possession, and now it's in no one's possession, and anyone has the ability to make a kinyan in it, acquire it, and it will become his. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Asad, the Shaila Sechuvas Yehuda Yale, uses this Gemara to explain a practical halacha. And this is what I would like to speak about in today's shiur. Before we get to the issue of the practical case of the minog that people used to have, which is a subject of discussion, we have to explain what the issur is, what some halachas are, so that we can understand what the issue was. There's a halacha that one is not allowed to do buying and selling on Shabbos, because of Gzeira, he'll come to write. Chazal answered, want to buy or sell, but make a kinyan of buying or selling on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Magen Avraham, in the name of the Beis Yosef and the Mordechai, says that not only are you not allowed to make buying or selling, you're also not allowed to give a present on Shabbos. Because it looks like you're buying and selling, and it's included in that Issur d'Rabbanan of making kinyanim of mecher and mekech, and therefore it's also to give a present on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, you are probably familiar with that people on the first day or first 2 days in Chutz La'aretz of Sukkis, they give the Arba Minim to another person b'matona amanas lahachzer as a present on condition that it is returned. So the question you may ask is, why is that permitted? So the Magen Avraham really gives two answers to that. One is that for the purpose of a mitzvah, you're allowed to give a present. And two, that when it's a present on condition that it's returned, since it's going to go back, so then that type of present is permitted on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, there was a custom, I haven't seen this, but apparently there are numerous places who speak about it, apparently it was quite common, that the Kehillah, the community, would give a present to the Rav that said a drasha on Shabbos. I assume they would not give this on every single Shabbos. And apparently they would give some silver or gold utensil, perhaps a silver becher, to the Rav that said a drasha, in appreciation of the drasha that he said. So the question is, how could they give such a present on Shabbos? We just said that the halacha is, the Magen Avraham says, you're not allowed to give a present on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So this is a question that's discussed in numerous poskim. So comes the Yehudi Yale in Erechayim Simen Pei Gimel, and he uses our Gemara to explain that minog. He says, there's a very simple solution. He says that the Rav, who's getting the present, should have in mind that he's not getting the present. He's basically refusing the present. And if he's refusing the present, it comes out that just like our Gemara says, that anyone could go ahead and get it, so it comes out that it's not a present. In essence, if the Rav refuses the present, he refuses to accept it, he doesn't have to actually refuse. In other words, after Shabbos, he could go ahead and make a kinyan on it. Just that during Shabbos, he will have in mind that he's not acquiring it, he's not being koinet, and for the time being, he's refusing to accept it. And, says Yehuda Yala, that with the community is making it hefker, that's not a problem. Says Yehuda Yala, you're allowed to make hefker on Shabbos. So the son of the Mechaber actually points out that there are numerous shittas, it's not simple that you're allowed to make hefker on Shabbos. That's a big discussion in the Paiskim, but the Yehuda Yala assumes that hefker is permitted, is permissible to do on Shabbos. So when the Rav will have in mind not to acquire it, he will, in essence, will make that the present is not really happening. And if, the same way, he's not acquiring it, it was never a present, and therefore the givers are also not in violation of giving a present. Ah, you'll ask me, says the Yehuda Yala, that we know there's a rule that a person's chotir or yad is koina even without das. A person, if an object comes into a person's property, even if they don't have conscious intention or knowledge to acquire the item, nevertheless, the chotzer or the yad could acquire the item for them. So if they'll hand over the present to the rov, you may say that he's automatically koina that present, even though he does not have in mind to be koina it. Says Yehuda Yala, no. When do we poskim say that a chotzer and a yad are koyin even without having in mind? That's only if you don't have a positive intention of acquiring it. But if you have hepech kavana, if you have intention specifically that you don't want it, then we know clearly we have halachas and halachas pesach like that. Clearly when you have intention that your chotzer should not be koina, that your yad should not be koina, so then your chotzer or your yad is not koina, and then in such a manner he could actually be refusing the present, and that could avoid this problem of the issa of giving a present on Shabbos. So we see how the Yehuda Yala used this Gemara to explain a minute. He says, well, if you're going to do this mahalach, if it was a chosh of a present, so when a person gets a chosh of a thing, a person can make a bracha, either atayi v'ameitev or shachayonu, says Yehuda Yala, this Rav who's getting this becher, after Shabbos he's going to make a kinyan, so for the time being that it's not his yet, he cannot yet make the bracha. That he just has to remember, he can't make the shachayonu atayi v'ameitev yet. But theoretically, if anyone would come right away after Shabbos and grab it before the Rav, they would get it based on his understanding of what the Rav is going to do and have to do. And this is the way the Yehuda Yala resolves the problem, resolves this minog that used to be. The Chasam Sofer also discusses this. The Chasam Sofer says a different explanation. The Chasam Sofer in the Gilyan of Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham and the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Vav, he says, you're allowed to give a present to the Rav that says a drasha. Since it's kavod ha-Torah, it's a chib of mitzvah, and the Mordechai says, letzoyach mitzvah, you're allowed to give a present. Like we said, that was one of the answers why you're allowed to give the Arba Minim and the first 2 days of Sukkot as a matana manas lahachse. One answer was because it's for a purpose of a mitzvah. So, says the Chasam Sofer, that is a good, valid explanation for this minhag. Now, I haven't seen, as I said before, I haven't seen this meaning of giving a present to a Rav that says a drasha. However, I have seen that there is some places have a custom that the shul or the Rav of the shul or someone else of the shul gives a present to the Bar Mitzvah Bacher on Shabbos. And that would be the same discussion as this discussion. And I'm not sure if you could apply the answer of the Chassam Sofer to that problem, that to say it's Kavadat Torah and Chibuv Mitzvah, there it was a Chibuv Mitzvah and Kavadat Torah to give it to a Rav, who said a Drasha, but to, for any simple Bar Mitzvah Bach, even if he did say a Drasha, I'm not sure if we could really apply the Chassam Sofer. However, if we could accept the Yehuda Yala's answer that a person could have in mind, the recipient could have in mind not to acquire it, that L'Chayra would be a valid way how to get out of the problem. Now, there's a tshuva of the Kapei Aaron in Simen Nun Tes, and the Shalis Tshuva's Beis Ovi from Reb Libus in Orechaim Simen Lamed Aleph. They want to give a different suggestion that would resolve the whole problem, and that L'Chayr would be the best way how to deal with this. They say that the givers should just give it to the recipient before Shabbos. In other words, although they want to present it to the recipient on Shabbos, but they can make the actual kinyan without the recipient knowing, without the recipient seeing. They can give it, they can make a zechiyah. They can have somebody else make the kinyan, the Rav or the other person that's in charge of giving the present will go to some other person who will make a kinyan on behalf of the recipient before Shabbos. So like this, it already belongs to the recipient before Shabbos. And the actual presentation to the recipient could be on Shabbos, because then there's no kinyan taking place. And that would be the best preferred method of avoiding this whole problem. I would like to suggest perhaps another way, that, just for the sake of explaining a little bit more about this issue of giving a present on Shabbos, and the man Pilpul HaTorah, I think I would like to suggest another possible answer. I still believe that the best recommendation is like what the Shalis Tshuvas Kafei Aaron and Shalis Tshuvas Beis Avi say, and that is the preferred method, but the man, the Hagdol Torah V'Yadir, for the purpose of discussing Chidushei Torah, I would like to present another possible explanation. There is a Gemara in Mesachta Be'ah, which is Paskin in Tur Beis Yosef for Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simin Tav Kuf Tezayin, that a person is allowed to send a present to his friend on Yom Tov. And he's even allowed to send the present through the Rishul Sarabim, and we say there's no issue of Hitzah, because it's considered a good enough purpose of Simchas Yom Tov to send presents. But there's a whole list of conditions, which whole set of laws, of which types of presents we permit to be sent on Yom Tov, and which ones we don't permit to be sent. It has to be something that's roy for the recipient, and not things that are not roy. How much roy? It's a whole sugya has hagemara with brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Paiskim about this halacha of sending a present to your friend on Yom Tov, and when you're allowed to send it, even through Rishul Sarabim. So there, the main sugya is about sending the present through the Rishul Sarabim. But the underlying question is, why is there no discussion of the fact that he's violating an issur of giving a present? L'chayra would seem that sugya is permitting giving presents on Yom Tov. We said that you're not allowed to give a present on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So how could there be a whole nother gemara about sending presents on Yom Tov, that it's even permitted through Rishus Rav and a whole list of conditions, this way, that way? L'chayra, it should always be usur to send a present on Yom Tov. Just like we know you're not allowed to buy and sell on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos, so too you're not allowed to give a present. We said the only way you could give the Arba Minim is either because it's for a mitzvah or because it's Matan HaMenas HaHachzer, but otherwise Yom Tov is really the same. So why is it that there's a halacha about sending a present on Yom Tov? So I found that Yehuda Yala, this same author, in another place, he deals with this question, and briefly he asks this question, and he says, actually, a chiddush, he learns that the Gemara there says, shiluach doira, in sending a present. He says, it's the same thing like we know, shalach manas. Now the way Shalach Manas is that you give and then you get. So it's a type of present. When the present is in the form that I'm going to give and get, it's going to be like a trade. I'm going to give you and you're going to give me. Then such a thing is a different type of setup of a present, says the Yehudi Yale, says the Mari Asad, and such a thing is permitted on Yom Tov. That's a big chiddush. It's a chiddush for two reasons. It's a chiddush to say that that's what the Gemara means, sending a present. It's only in a specific way of giving a present. And it's a chiddush to say that that alone changes the halacha. The fact that we're going to make a setup that I'm going to give you and you're going to give me, that makes it be motar kipshutai. Each present is an individual present, and if it's prohibited to give presents, it's not going to make a difference, the fact that I'm going to give you and you're going to give me. So I found that there's another tshuva that discusses this. There's a shayla. The tshuva is Binyan Shlomo Siman Yud Zayin. And he says that it's not a problem in such a case. That Gemara is not a problem, because the Gemara there is talking about that the way you're giving a present is that you're delivering the present to his chotzer, and the way the recipient will acquire the item is with the kinyan chotzer. When do I say it's prohibited to give a present on Shabbos or Yom Tov? That's if you go and you make a whole kinyan. If you make a kinyan hagbah, meshicha, sudar, if you make an active kinyan, if you have to do a whole action of kinyan, then it looks like mekach u'memkeh, it looks like buying and selling, and that was something that Chazal asked. However, if it's the way the person, if the way the recipient acquires the item is passively, by the fact that it's sitting in his chotzer, it was just put down in the chotzer, and with that the recipient is koinet, so then a passive act is not included in the issur of giving presents. If the way the recipient acquires is with a passive act, that Chazal never answered. Now, perhaps we could extend that even if I'll put it into the hand, the same way he's talking about chotzer, hu adin yad, if the way the recipient will acquire is with kinyan yad, if he's not going to use hagbah or meshicha or sodor, the chayor yad is usually the same as chotzer, that would perhaps be another way. So perhaps another way that would really be permitted to give a present to the Rav or to a chasen or to a bar mitzvah bacher would be with a passive kinyan. Based on the Binyan Shlomo that explains this Gemara in Be'ah, which is a whole set of halachas also in Shulchan Aruch, perhaps that would be another way to avoid the issue. However, I do not feel confident enough to say that we could for sure shtel tzu, A, and B, perhaps there's some other way how to answer this Gemara in Masech Tabeya, and therefore, as I said before, it's definitely the preferred method to do like what the Shabbos Shuvas Beis Avi says, and just make the kinyan before Shabbos. This concludes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.